Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. The National Art Schools in Havana have been at the center of Cuba's changing history. Established as part of the utopia Fidel Castro and Che Guevara wanted to create, it was later nationalized in the mid-1960s when art was seen as an extravagance Cuba could not afford. The school came back to prominence in the 1980s and 90s, and the Cuban government now considers it a national monument. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley takes us to the campus in Havana, where we meet Sonia Ortega, who's worked there since 1980.
We've seen some different things today. We saw some students performing in an orchestra. We just saw went into a classroom with painters. How many different types of art are taught here?
We have five faculty or schools: theater, dance, music, visual art, mass media, and restoration, conservation, and museology.
So like five or six or seven different types of art are actually taught here.
I think it's all of type of arts.
And this is the most, I understand, this is probably the most prestigious school for the arts in all of Cuba.
Sure. It's the only one university that we have in Cuba, but it's very famous not only in Cuba, in all over the world, I think so.
So coming from the United States, going to university is very expensive. What do students pay to go to the most prestigious school of arts here in Havana?
Okay, the foreign students pay for 5 years, $15,000. Only $15,000.
But that is foreign students.
Foreign students.
Foreign students.
But the Cuban students is all for free. Classes, accommodation, food, materials, everything is for free.
Since it's so prestigious, how difficult is it for a Cuban student to actually attend this fine university?
The only condition that have the student to enter at the university is the talent. The student need to demonstrate they have the talent.
So you have students also not just from the United States, but from South...
Slowly, please.
Oh, slowly. I'm speaking too quickly.
Yes.
I'm sorry, my Spanish is not so good. So you have students from the United States, also, I suppose, from Europe and South America. Is that correct?
We have a student for all over the world. We have a student for the United States. We have a student for Europe, for Asia. Not all the students came to do the whole career. Some of them came to little workshops or little courses for a semester, for 1 month, for 1, 2, or 3 months, etc. It depends.
This particular building that we're in right now is one of the most famous pieces of architecture in all of Havana. I mean,
yes.
It's been written up in the New York Times and newspapers all around the world. Who was the architect, and what year was this? Was it built, this university?
This university was founded in 1976, but the building not. The building was built in the 60s, at the beginning of the 60s, by this particular building by the Cuban architect Ricardo Porro.
Ricardo Porro.
Ricardo Porro.
You know, I've never been able to roll my R's correctly. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know.
But and the shape of the architecture, is it true? Is this supposed to be the female anatomy?
Yes, yes. The architect thought the building as a woman, because in the body of a woman, a human being is formed. And in this building, there is a woman too, an artist is formed.
It's a beautiful
metaphor.
Idea, yes. A beautiful metaphor.
Yes.
Well, Sonia Ortega, it's been such a pleasure. Muchas gracias for the beautiful
tour.
It's
a pleasure for me too.